You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
In the government media medical complex's never-ending lust affair with ionizing radiation, stunning new information about Al-Qaeda's new way to sneak bombs onto airliners. I kid you not. It wasn't enough that they had a failed shoe bomber. And I don't know. Did they have one that was like a snot nose? No, I'm just making it up at this point. I mean, what else are they going to do? Enough of you don't want the radiation now. They're going to have to up the ante. They're upping it big time. Here, all the news reporting agencies around the world suddenly through Associated Propaganda. Alert, alert, alert. Terrorists are looking to implant bombs in boobs. In humans. In human boobs, maybe. I don't know. This is getting a little interesting because, of course, no amount of superficial X-ray radiation is going to see into the body. It's all about creating cancer external to the body, these so-called naked body scanners. Now we're looking at where this is going, because you know how the fear game is played. There's reports on ProPublica, well, the TSA airport scanners, they wouldn't catch an implanted bomber. Now that these terrorists are getting really desperate to blow up airliners. I mean, why not just blow things up in unsecured areas? You're going to do as much or more damage anyway. But no, this is about getting the traveling public in America to accept that the Fourth Amendment no longer exists and that your body cavities are owned by government. The TSA, now, what does it stand for? It's a Transportation Security Agency. What does it really stand for? Well, one thing that comes to mind is the Transportation Stopping Agency, because they keep doing this. They're going to stop all transportation, economic movement throughout the country as people are going to say, no, enough is enough. Of course, there are sheeple that'll still put up with it. But by and large, they're pushing the American people to the breaking point. We're going to see some serious civil disobedience coming on the next time they say, nope, sorry. Superficial scan, not good enough for you. We suspect that your breasts contain a bomb. We need to do a serious scan. Let's go, hey, put you through a CAT scan. Yeah, 100, 200 x-rays at a time. No big deal. What's the price of saving everybody? Of course, there can be no profiling. We are not going to question anybody. But they are saying that they're going to interact more with the traveling public. But interact means they're going to hold you longer in x-ray radiation machines. Does anybody believe that this is real? Come on, the entire government security, mafia, media complex, I mean, every bit of it, they're making this stuff up. Why? Because they need you in fear. They need you to be basically bending over and maybe literally for body cavity searches, so that you can be shown to be the chattel that you are, not the human sovereign. They basically corporatize you. You know, and I would like to deputize you to take on and arrest these people, these criminals, who would do such horrific things. Now, there is blowback. Blowback on the TSA as we are hearing about the cancer clusters that are beginning to pop up in certain areas. Because of the ongoing exposure to ionizing radiation, those TSA agents hanging out by these machines. I guess you could call it justice. That's not revenge. That's just basically you're sowing what you reap, man. Jesus said that, as ye sow, so shall ye reap. And in the Eastern philosophies, they give it another name. It's called karma. And of course, this is not subjective. It is objective, which is why, you know, they attacked Congressman Paul 4 years ago when he was running for the presidency, because he dared to acknowledge such a fact as blowback as countries occupy other countries. And what happens when the members of those countries, so-called citizens or non-citizens alike, that don't like the occupiers, suddenly say, we don't have any other option here. We've got no power. We can't vote these people out. What are we going to do? We're going to attack. And then, of course, they'll be determined to be terrorists, just as we would be determined to be the terrorists if China were occupying us, if China were occupying the Republic of Texas, because, hey, they're foreclosing on the loans that we're defaulting on. As Obama says, no, we're not defaulting. We, the United States, has never defaulted. Obama, you dunderhead, we're defaulting every time Ben Bernanke prints out, digitally or otherwise, another Federal Reserve note, diminishing the value of that which is owed, purposefully monetizing the debt because it's untenable, it's unpayable, backable. You understand? Is China going to foreclose on us? And if they do, do they demand that they get to occupy us? Is this what's going to happen? And at that point, if we resist, Texans out there, are you going to be determined to be the new terrorist, the Texas T, the Texas terrorist? And of course, we would call them freedom fighters, would we not? Fighting for the freedom of the Republic of Texas. Do you see how this goes? Who runs the media? Who writes the news? Who makes the rules, determines what is a terrorist and what is not? As we've seen, homegrown terrorist acts. Those people who cite the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, except if it's July 4th. We'll give you a break on that. If it's Independence Day and you cite Thomas Jefferson and the Declaration of Independence, we'll give you a pass. But on July 5th, you better not bring up the Declaration of Independence again, or you're a suspected terrorist. And we're going to do not only a full body cavity search, but if you're traveling in this country, we're going to give you a CAT scan. How about a PET scan too? We can't give you enough radiation. And when you're not getting radiated at the TSA, go to your doctor's office. They'll radiate you there. And if it's not there, where else will it be? The scans on the street? Come on, it's embarrassing to be an American now with the amount of Americans, or the number of Americans, who are acquiescing to the police state, to the tyrannical police state, to an invasion of your privacy, medical or otherwise. What is the breaking point? What is the point where you say enough is enough? How much radiation is too much? They want to radiate your children? Oh, now they're not going to radiate them. They're going to grope them? Oh, no, but now they're not really going to grope them. They're just going to pretend to grope them. And, of course, how many 95-year-olds will they have the diapers be removed going through security because, well, granny might have had an implanted bomb. She might secretly be an Al-Qaeda agent. No, there can be no profiling. This is the death of the American Republic. How much intelligence have we just become devoid of? How embarrassing is this? Now, it's not the American people, because there's a distinction I make between the American people and the government, just as I do the people of any country and its government. Government is the great danger here. Look at the FDA. Look at Dick Durbin. He's a people. Maybe he's a people. Is he acting as a human here, as he wants to protect us from dietary supplements that are killing no one? And while he ignores the drugs, while he ignores the radiation coming from the government, while he ignores the pesticides, while he ignores the genetic modified abominations of Monsanto and others who have corporate influence over Dick Durbin and others in government, Democrat and Republican alike, with rare exception. No, the danger is not Al-Qaeda. The danger is us. The danger is our government. Our government, who would deny us the right of self-determination, deny us the right of the food that we want to grow in our own backyard, as long as they can fund the FDA to regulate it out of existence. Never mind that the origin point of the word regulate was to make regular, not to eliminate competition. Eliminate competition. You know, two global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. Rapist scan, right? The rapist scan scanners. What's next? They're going to have to amp up the rapist scan rads so they can see into your body based on bogus claims that Al-Qaeda suddenly is going to go to plastic surgeons And who are the doctors that are going to perform these things? The Nazi doctor atrocities? They're going to visit Al-Qaeda doctors, and they're going to start cutting open people and placing these bombs in their body? And then in one of these articles, they say, oh, yeah, well, the way that they'll trigger it is basically because they don't want an electronic signature going through there, so they'll have to trigger it electronically. So they'll have to sneak syringes in. How are they going to do that? They don't tell you that. I mean, that would, of course, defeat the whole purpose of wanting to X-ray your whole body internally, as well as body scan you and grope you to degrees of which are horrific that even a proctologist might be embarrassed to conduct. Oh, boy. Well, and on that note, I guess I should welcome you to today's edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I'm glad for all of my new listeners that are joining me today, talking about health, freedom, and liberty on all levels. Remember, we cover healing, not just physiologically, but emotionally, mentally, economically, politically, spiritually, you name it. It's all fair game for the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we have a great lineup of people that'll be showing up today if everybody is well enough to do so. And I'll help them to be that way if I need to. But we got Daryl Rogers, Communications Director of the Alliance for Natural Health, ANHUSA, ANH-USA.org. What's he going to talk about? Well, the FDA sneak attack on dietary supplements, as well as Dick Durbin's attempt to label out of existence a lot of dietary supplements. That is going to be a very important interview to kick things off today. Also, we've got some good news in the media, shocking news, in fact, about positive stories where they're actually acknowledging holistic, non-drug approaches to healing. It is almost too shocking to believe, so we'll have to go into cartoon land for a little while here on the show today. Also, another article that's really got my goat, if I open it up and read it on one of the breaks, I know I'm going to get upset, but I might just have to do it. It relates to the false paradigm of HIV and AIDS in India, where they want to drug millions, perhaps tens of millions, perhaps hundreds of millions of people around the world, needlessly. And we've got my dear friend Liam Sheff scheduled to come back on board here on the Robert Scott Bell Show to discuss that as well. We may even have a moment of duh back, a full-on moment of duh related to heart attacks, cardiovascular events in women. Ladies, are you listening? If you're not sure what to do, where to go, what to see, remember, robertscottbell.com is the website. Sign up for email alerts there. We're working up to gear up some real special stuff for you. If you're not getting your daily updates through naturalnewsradio.com, where you're listening right now, please just fill in your email address there. Nobody sells anything to you. It just basically sends you the updates every day so you know what's going on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Also, if you'd like to ever be part of it, you want your voice heard? It's simple. Dial 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. I also want to thank all those listening through TalkStreamLive.com, great talk radio site, discovering Robert Scott Bell Show off from all over planet Earth as well. Thank you for being there. And, of course, if you want to know more about these body bombs, body cavity searches, X-ray radiation, invasive pat-downs, and beyond, I've got all these stories linked up, as well as hats off to my Facebook friends for also tipping me off on this story. They're seeing through it. Are you seeing through it? I mean, here's a quote from Patrick, who posted on my Facebook page yesterday. Is it just me, or does this sound too good to be true if you were the TSA? With so many states pushing back against the fondling and illegal searching of Americans, this story is what the TSA needed to make themselves seem necessary. Not sure about you, but I would rather take my chances and possibly die with freedom intact, than fly under tyrannical government control. As I said, they're going to destroy. They're going to absolutely destroy the freedom of Americans to move about the American cabin. Is that the plan? Well, whether it's the plan or not, it's the inevitable result of the rise of tyranny. And of course, we won't have any of that here. Nullification is on tap as well. Nullify the TSA. Nullify the FDA. But before we do that, we got to take a brief break, say thanks to my sponsors. We're going to be right back with the Alliance for Natural Health, Daryl Rogers, Communications Director, and we're going to launch it off with the discussion on the FDA sneak attack over the July 4th Independence Day holiday weekend. After this, on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it, standing up for health, freedom, and liberty today, as every day on the Robert Scott Bell Show is like that. And right now we're going to the Alliance for Natural Health for an update related to the FDA's sudden declaration that, oh, we're going to start rulemaking based on the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act of 1994. And the rules that we make may end up wiping them all out. How lovely. Well, it's not lovely. And the ANH-USA.org, that's the link, and I have it up there. They were first on the scene last Friday before the Independence Day weekend holiday, where we covered this and blasted it out ever since then. And I've got Daryl Rogers, Communications Director, on the line right now. Daryl, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Can you imagine the FDA, what, 17 years later, now going, oh, maybe we should do something about this thing called DSHEA? And, of course, what they want to do is find ways that they can eliminate anything that has happened since 1994.
The FDA waited until it was obvious that few folks would be in their office and few folks would be paying attention to what was happening in Washington. They waited for the day before the July 4th holiday to drop a bombshell on the supplement community and fans of dietary supplements that would have serious consequences for our access to dietary supplements, particularly the ones that were introduced after 1994, after the passage of DSHEA.
Well, and that's the thing here. We've got, on one level, anything prior to DSHEA 94 is so-called grandfathered and, I guess, theoretically untouchable, unless there's suddenly they start killing people, which is not happening, not going to happen. But the in-between phase, which is the weird place to be, after 1994, after DSHEA, anything new that came on the market was in this regulatory limbo waiting for some kind of ruling. And as big as the supplement industry has gotten, and it is a bright light in our economy that is very dim right now, why would the Obama administration want to find a way in the executive branch there through FDA attack the one industry that's actually doing well and bringing good things to people and not killing anybody? And despite, how did we grow despite this in limbo place? Because people aren't going to invest when they say, ooh, I could be out of business next year when the FDA decides to make a ruling.
It's true. The FDA has been quite schizophrenic in its rulemaking and applications of DSHEA. We've waited almost 17 years for this ruling on new dietary ingredients, and it wasn't until the Food Safety Bill mandated that Congress mandated that the FDA actually develop some rules and provide the industry some guidance. The industry was actually looking forward to this. They were looking forward to some guidance from the FDA on how, what, and when, and why they should file a new dietary ingredient notification to the FDA. The FDA, unfortunately, has come back with something that is counterintuitive, it is burdensome, and is unnecessary, and quite frankly could lead to a slippery slope of a pre-market approval process for dietary supplements. What they are trying to do is create almost a structure that's similar to pre-market approval for pharmaceuticals for new dietary ingredients. And this is something that industry is not going to stand for, consumers are not going to stand for, and the Alliance for Natural Health is not going to stand for either. There are many different ways that we can work to either mitigate or even defeat this draft guidance. On our website, anh-usa.org, you can take action. You can send information and letters to the FDA. We actually file your comments to the FDA through regulations.gov. That gives us standing to perhaps later sue the FDA if we believe that they are enforcing regulations that were not present in DSHEA, which we believe that they might be doing. But we can have congressional oversight and remedies of this. We can have our supporters in Congress fix the regulations that the FDA actually introduces. So there are many different ways that we can take action on this and make sure that our access to supplements are uninterrupted.
Well, you guys are doing great work out there, and I appreciate all of the ANH, the staff, the lobbies, the groups that are really stepping it up for health, freedom, and liberty. Some would argue, and I may be among them, that the FDA really it can't be trusted no matter what. You know, you talked about the industry was looking forward to the guidance. And you know, look, I understand DSHEA was a hard-fought battle. It was an overwhelming win or victory compared to what could have been back in the 1990s. But at what point does the industry recognize that the FDA is not our friend, is never our friend, is likely never to be our friend, because we can't compete dollar for dollar with the pharmaceutical industrial complex, which clearly by their behavior, you shall know them. The FDA has been an enabler and, in fact, a protector, not of the people, but of the pharmaceutical industry from the people who are injured or damaged by it.
Well, I can't speak for the industry. I do know that they realize that that's the only regulatory body that they have to deal with right now, and that's the only one that's going to be there for a while. So if they want to continue to provide safe, effective, helpful, high-quality, high-potency supplements to the people that want them and need them, that's going to have to be the folks they wrestle with. I think every industry needs clear rules, and that's what the industry was looking forward to, and it's not what we got. Could have been just some wishful thinking.
Yes.
But I think we've now really seen the true intent of the agency. And thankfully, there is DSHEA, there are the courts, and there are the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of supplement takers, supporters, and fans of natural health that can change that can really change the scales.
Yeah, at what point, of course, and you referenced that, here we had the July 4th Independence Day weekend holiday, and that was when they decided to launch this kind of sneak attack, which is kind of a sad irony, because here what they are attacking liberty, and here we are standing up for liberty. At a certain point, we recognize that the regulatory framework and environment is completely anti-freedom. It is anti-common sense. We go back to Thomas Paine on this issue. And at what point cooperation is deemed, a tacit admission that we don't have the freedom to market substances that harm no one, and we also do not have the freedom to tell people what those substances do. Again, we've seen our dear friend Jonathan Emord have to sue the FDA and beat him back 7 times, and still they fight to disallow any mention of what a supplement does.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're waiting for that and working toward that tipping point. The FDA is simply an agency that gets its funding by Congress. Congress are the representatives of the people. And once we have more people on our side that are active in protecting access to natural health, I think we will see increased access, that we can see a decreased role of FDA regulations over substances and industries that we support and that we want to protect. It was true people power that got DSHEA passed. It's been true people power that's kept it in place. Mm. And it's going to be even more and more people becoming involved and protecting access to natural health. that is going to truly tip the scales going forward. I believe that 100%.
Now, Daryl, back in 94, this is a whole different environment. I mean, there was such a grassroots and overwhelming response to Congress like nothing they had seen prior to that except the Vietnam police action and the protests against it. What do we see now here, 2011? Are the people getting up in arms? Can we see it, this kind of pushback that overwhelms the Dick Durbins of the world, the Henry Waxmans of the world, in addition to the FDA bureaucratic oligarchy?
Definitely. I think after the McCain bill last year, many lawmakers were put on notice that people will not stay seated during these attacks on our access to natural health. From all the tools that we have available online, the Alliance for Natural Health and others have motivated and engaged and have gotten more and more people involved in contacting their legislators, taking action, forwarding messages on, donating funds. And it's a groundswell of opposition to unnecessary regulation of an industry, of a lifestyle that we manage ourselves, that we believe we have access to fundamentally. More and more people are becoming involved in protecting access to natural health because I believe they're coming into it from many different channels. We have people that find the Alliance for Natural Health because they're interested in protecting their environment in their backyard. We have people that have found the Alliance for Natural Health because they really enjoy the organic foods that they get at their farmers market and have completely turned their backs to big business agriculture. There are more and more people coming into this from so many different streams, and I think the Alliance for Natural Health and others are doing such a fantastic job of connecting the dots, of showing them how access to natural substances is just as important as protecting the water and the trees and the air in your own backyard and having access to organic and natural foods. There is a groundswell of opposition. There's a groundswell of support, and we will capitalize on that and build this movement going forward.
Yeah, we saw a massive influx since yesterday. We see published on Natural News. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, let rip on it. I've been riffing on this ever since this became an issue. Planning to have Jonathan Emord on again soon as well, so we can keep ramping up this this message of health, freedom, and liberty. And of course, in addition to the FDA's new sneak attack, when we talk about the Shea compliance, these issues, these rulings that they want to put down there, there's the other concern that we both share relates to Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, who seemingly never met a dietary supplement that he didn't think was going to kill somebody, despite all the evidence to the contrary. And he's also come out with some labeling guideline that he wants to implement.
This was something that we saw coming. He said and took issue with, you might have covered this, the Lazy Cakes. It was a food company that put a significant amount of melatonin in a brownie. That's illegal. The FDA has all the authority it needs to pull that product from the market, to find the company that did it, but they chose not to.
I think Durbin ate one too many of those. That's the problem. If you look at the guy, Lazy Cake, man. Why does he use the intelligence God gave him to see the reality of this? That's another question altogether. But you're right. Here's a case in point where the FDA had already the authority to pull something that was misbranded, adulterated, however they want to describe it. And yet Durbin uses it as an excuse to say, oh, my gosh, the irresponsible supplement industry where no one's dying. We got to have more authority to regulate them.
It was offered. It was a bait and switch. Was truly what it was. If you look at the bill, of the 9 pages, there is only one paragraph on the very last page that even deals with the Lazy Cakes issue, and it just simply asks the FDA to please respond to congressional inquiries of that issue. The first many pages of that bill want everything from government warning labels on dietary supplements. They want the Institute of Medicine, which is a very biased in its research on the efficacy and quality of vitamins. The bill would like the IOM to be the researcher on what kind of science should be allowed and what supplements should be deemed safe, which ones should be deemed unsafe, which ones are safe for pregnant women, which ones are safe for children. We believe that this is just a slippery slope toward the EU-style pre-market approval process.
Right.
And we will fight this bill every step of the way.
Well, and I'm with you there. I mean, this is insane. Durbin needs to go. I think, as I've said, the people of Illinois need to send him home and put him into retirement, because his attacks on health freedom in this way are just outrageous at a time when Americans are suffering with chronic diseases more than ever before. There is no solution in Obamacare. We know that. It's all about more drugs, more pharmaceutical intervention, and there's just no excuse. And, you know, the power to regulate is the power to destroy. As I said, this is an economic issue as well. You've got the United States economy just tanking worse and worse month by month, no matter what they're trying to intercede with in Washington, D.C. And it's got not better, but worse. And Durbin's going after this as another, you know, not only industry killer, but a job killer. And that's what we need right now, Durbin. I mean, who's going to shake him back to reality? I think we need to do something. We need to flood his office. I don't mean with water. I mean with responses.
and we're already seeing that. You know, on our website, anh-usa.org, you will find an action alert to send to Durbin's office. We specifically ask all residents of Illinois to pick up the phone, to send letters, to send emails, to forward our action alert along, to contact your social networks, your friends and family and colleagues that are all interested in this, and let Senator Durbin know that his attacks on dietary supplements will not go unnoticed and will not go unpunished.
Yeah. Well, Daryl, I'm so grateful for all your work there. Give the high fives all around. I know the work is not done, but just keep motivated. We are motivated out here in media to let loose on this subject. And if there's any updates, just give me a holler. We'll be watching the site as well. I've got the links up at anh-usa.org. We are covering this like nowhere else in media right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Daryl, once again, thanks for being a part of the show today.
Great. Thanks for having me.
All right. When we come back after this break, I'm going to tell you why ADHD is not a drug deficiency disease, much to the chagrin of the FDA, but much to the happiness of all those moms and dads out there who don't want to drug their children. Coming right back.
Why do you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Bravery and integrity is amazing, and it's much needed.
I love, love, love your show.
I love the show, like all the things that you're doing with Mike Adams and all the writers at Natural News.
To be quite frank with you, I think the show is the biggest breath of fresh air we've found.
Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscles, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
72% of America is obese or overweight. Heart disease, cancer, and diabetes are at all-time highs. America is sick, fat, and confused. Hi, I'm Kevin Brown, author of The Liberation Diet. I'd like to personally invite you to join me for a 4-week intensive course called Liberation Wellness for Life. In this course, you'll learn the truth about how to use real food to lose weight without sacrificing good taste or nutrition. Come on. Summer's just around the corner. You can lose weight with real foods. Think it can't be done? Listen to a few satisfied customers.
I would absolutely recommend Kevin's program to people who are serious about their own success, serious about their own good health, and serious about improving the quality of their life.
Join me for this very special online event. Go to liberationwellness.com and click the online class link. Mention Natural News Radio and receive a $20 discount. That's liberationwellness.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Were you still under the mistaken impression that attention deficit hyperactivity disorder is even a real disease? Much less a disease that requires an FDA-approved synthetic, toxic, patented drug pharmaceutical. Well, the shocks keep on coming from Fox News. I am stunned by some of the things they published in the last few days. What's going on here? Here's an article by Dr. Robert Tozzi. ADHD, colon, the answer is not always in a pill. It's never in a pill, but okay, I'll give them credit for not always in a pill. That's a move in the right direction. Some common sense issues Dr. Tozzi is talking about here that should be considered before drugging. Is your child overtired, overscheduled, overstimulated? Is the home chaotic? Is your child getting enough sleep? That's often a one that people just don't even look at. Do they have a routine before going to sleep at night? After asking these questions, the next logical question is, should we stimulate the child more through prescribed medication? Or do we perhaps change something in the environment, diet, or daily routine? It's a miracle. They've actually talked about the environment here. And it's on Fox News. Wow, what is going on? The consciousness is shifting, or somebody wasn't looking, and they let that one slip through. Now, Dr. Tozzi is talking about approaching these matters a little differently. He says it's always good to keep in mind the wisdom of Albert Einstein. We can't solve problems by using the same kind of thinking we used when we created them. Right? And I've said it this way. You can't solve a problem from within the same consciousness that created the problem. Well, let's look at it. Evaluate sleep patterns. What time's your kid going to bed? Is he getting enough sleep? Is he sleeping or is it a disrupted sleep? Are you giving him, you know, let's say excitotoxins before bed or high sugar content, refined carbohydrates food before bed? That ADHD could be the result of sleep apnea. Too much stimulation from electronics. We are really changing our brains with our, listen, there's been no other, in recorded history at least, generation that's grown up around these electronics from day one. I mean, I was in a Generation X that would transition into it. And now it's become the standard from almost day one with little children. How is that impacting sleep? Can you ease up on the sleep disruption via, let's say, detoxing from the electronic impulses overnight? Go back and listen to my interview with Ann Louise Gittleman. She's terrific. And we talked about her new book, Zapped, around the time of the Health Freedom Expo. And, you know, we unplug our router every night before going to bed. We actually do that. We take some time and concern to kind of neutralize some of these disruptive things. We can't control for everything, but certainly in our house. A lot of good information in the book called Zap by Ann Louise Gittleman. There's a lot of other natural alternatives to stimulants for ADHD, according to Tozzi here. Parents consulting with school health and physical education personnel can seek to boost a child's activity level during the day. Yes, wear them out. Let them exercise. Run them. The kids should be doing that. If they're sitting around the TV all day or the computer all day, they are not going to be prepared to really get a restful sleep. You want to wear them out. You want them to be so exhausted that they're just like, done, passed out. Of course, if I don't exhaust my kids that way, they ain't sleeping. They're just going to keep on going. And don't ever let them take a nap either. Well, I guess when they're babies, that's a different story. What about foods? Foods that rob the body of magnesium, like soda and caffeine. This is good insight here. I can't argue against this. Amazing that this is out there. Good idea to plan a diet high in natural magnesium or magnesium supplementation, I might add. Go back and listen to any of my shows that I've done with Dr. Carolyn Dean, and you'll get some real good details on that, beyond even the true dark leafy green vegetables like spinach, certain nuts. Also, you can juice these things for kids. And, there's a lot of ways to increase the greens. We utilize the sea vegetation. We have the powdered form. I'll put it in some different supplements, smoothies or whatever. Other supplements include omega-3 essential fats. Yes, the fish oils, the essential fats, right? Flax oil, other things. We want to get some vitamin D. Get them some sun exposure. Come on. You can do that. And never underestimate the calming and focusing powers of meditation, contemplation, prayer. I mean, taking that time to be quiet. That's a tough thing to do. I know. I got kids. I know it's tough. And getting them to quiet down, even for a minute at a time, boy, oh boy, their minds are racing. But we have more and more medical, let's say, verification and validation. Not that I needed it here, but interesting that the science is coming out showing how much better healthfully you'll be by quieting the mind every once in a while. Even every day. Yes, every day. How about elimination diets? Published in the British Medical Journal of The Lancet in February 2011. Identifying these triggers, these foods that trigger due to allergies, intolerance, or physiological mechanisms or responses. I'm looking at this. I'm astonished. This was on Fox News. What reality? Did I wake up on a different planet? Don, am I here? Where am I? All right. Healthy diet combined with smart lifestyle changes will not only reduce symptoms of ADHD, but will also to protect your child. Protect your child from many diseases, including their heart. I can't believe I got through that whole article and nowhere does it say, but you should take a drug. In fact, the conclusion is interesting. If your child is prescribed a stimulant for ADHD, the non-medication approach that Dr. Tazi describes can reduce some of the potential side effects of those stimulants. I mean, so that's the only caveat where they go, okay, we acknowledge some of you are going to do the drugs. But that is a fascinating article there. You got to admit, the old media is trying to catch up. They don't like losing their listeners to natural news. But they are. They're going to be losing more of them because there's just not enough information like this that they can print up in the old media, mainstream media, even Fox News. But we will give them props when they publish these things. And this article I just saw coming out yesterday, and I've got the link up. Read it because it's hard to believe. You think I'm making this up. But, of course, with ADHD, we talk about hypoglycemia. I do that very often. And recognizing that that's a big source of the behavioral problems when there genuinely is one, physiological issue. When you're not able to get the blood sugar back up again, it drops so fast, so desperately, and you can't pull them back out of the cells because of the deficiency in the GTF chromium molecules. Now, I shortcutted this very often with lycopodium and iris, the two homeopathic medicines most focal pointed on the pancreas. I try to give you some simple tips from time to time, but I crunch up 100 micrograms. Sometimes I'll cut it in half if you've got a little kid. You can cut 100 microgram, the whole food supplement I get of GTF chromium from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. I take it and put it in a little pill crusher, and I mix it up in a smoothie so I can be sure that the kids, if they have a behavioral disorder, that they're getting enough chromium so they can manage the blood sugar, the energy levels, so many of the things. Also, the relationship to the liver, the detoxification. I use the selenium as well. So these are strategies that are very simple. I'm piggybacking off of the stunning article here that actually acknowledged non-drug ways to deal with ADHD that Dick Durbin doesn't want you to know about. Dick Durbin wants you to label these things as inert ingredients that can do nothing for no one. Why buy it? Why not just destroy the supplement industry outright? I mean, that's what they're after, isn't it? Label it so there's nothing on the label that makes any sense whatsoever. Give the pharmaceutical drug industry no competition whatsoever. That is their desire and goal. And Dick Durbin is a tool, is a stooge for those efforts. And that's why I wanted to cover that with the ANH. And that's why Daryl Rogers was on today to go further. And that's why we plan to have Jonathan Emore back on the program to discuss this and more. Maybe even tomorrow. Let's see. There more stories. More stories that don't endorse drugs in the mainstream media. This one's off of Yahoo News coming through Health Day. And Maureen Salomon, the Health Day reporter there. This is a couple of days ago now, but it says this. Instead of drugs for lower back pain. And remember, I've talked about my story about lower back pain that was just killer pain. But here it's saying a non-drug approach is working better, and the government funded this study. Oh, that means U.S. taxpayers ponied up for this. Well, I could have told you this. Massage. Massage beats meds for lower back pain, according to this study. Better than medication or exercise for easing low back pain in the short term, at least. Wow. Seattle researchers evidently recruited 401 patients, mostly middle-aged, female, and white, all of whom had chronic low back pain. Those who received a series of either relaxation massage or structural massage were better able to work and be active for up to a year than those getting usual medical care, which included painkillers, anti-inflammatory drugs, muscle relaxants, or physical therapy. Well, I'm surprised they didn't shut this study down. We can't have you showing us up. We can't have you showing non-drug approaches work better. And where's Dick Durbin on this one? Hey, Dick. Did you hear that? Massage therapists working better than drugs. You better label those massage therapists. Yeah, label them. Slap a label on them. Ban them. Yeah, put them under the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act. Yes, dangerous massage therapists. Yeah, actually reducing the amount of drugs being given. And here you are worried about the supplements. Of course, then you got the DEA worried about people being addicted to painkillers that are approved by FDA. And here we go. Massage therapists. Reducing addiction. The lead study author, Daniel Turkin, is director of Group Health Research Institute, said he had expected structural massage, which manipulates specific pain-related neck muscles and ligaments, would prove superior to relaxation or so-called Swedish massage, which aims to promote a feeling of body-wide relaxation. Structural massage, which focuses on soft tissue abnormalities, requires more training, and may be more likely to be paid for by health insurance plans, which may equate it with physical therapy. Here we go, insurance. How often do I have to bring this up? The destruction of the doctor-patient relationship, the massage, and I don't know, what's the massage patient-customer relationship? Get insurance out of there. Allow these people to work for you, to care for you, to respond to you. And of course, if you allow that to happen, the prices would come down. People would be much more likely to afford to get these massages that are so beneficial to their good health and reduction of pain and therefore reduction of drug addiction. And there you have, instead of raiding and stinging out doctors who are basically these drug mills for pain-killing addicted people, we would have a lot more people getting healthy, and we don't need government intervention. Even though now, the study that was funded by, as they say, I hate when they say this, it's funded by the National Center for Complementary Alternative Medicine, part of the U.S. NIH. No, it wasn't funded by that. It was funded by the U.S. taxpayer who's in debt to the tune of 14 point whatever trillion more and a lot more unfunded mandates. Okay, I need a massage now. I'm a little uptight. Does that help? No, I don't have low back pain. I am sore. Oh my gosh, working out with those teenagers. Crazy, these boxing kids. Tell you what, my quadriceps, man, I'm going to be walking funny the way that I had to do these exercises, going from one knee to the other. It's crazy stuff. But anyway, I'm not taking any drugs. I took some homeopathy, right? Some wound recovery, had the arnica in it, all of those things. But there are a lot of things we can do to reduce pain, flush out the lactic acid, help the liver along the way, and recover even from muscular soreness. Because I'm thinking about this. You know, are you prepared? When we talk about be prepared, not scared, are you preparing your physical body for the transformation, the changes that are coming, that we are in the midst of, where simply sitting in front of a desk, pushing a pencil or a computer digit may not be the way you're able to actually bring money in to care for your family or barter out for your services? You may need to rely upon your physical strength and flexibility and athleticism more than ever before as you move into farming. That's what, you know, some of the message of the food security event that Mike Adams and I are doing. By the way, have you signed up yet? It's open. Check it out, naturalnews.com. I've got the links up as well. Hopefully I have them up at robertscottbell.com as well. I'll certainly embed them into the news updates here, and also that which you get through naturalnewsradio.com. Listen, I'm going to take a break here, get a little stretching done on the break, because I'm just kind of sitting around here doing some radio with you. Need to do some calisthenics in between before I go work out a little later. Anyway, thanks for being here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. I want to hear from you at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. More healing after this.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Could it be possible that we have three stories in a row where the old polluted, toxic mainstream media is actually acknowledging something that is true, that is factual, that makes everything so satisfactory? Yes, MSNBC is now reporting under their heart health section, to lower your heart disease risk, get happy. Come on, get happy.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
Those most content with their lives had 13% lower risk of heart disease. I borderline wanted a moment of duh this, but I won't. I think it is serious enough, teaching people that happiness actually leads to healthiness. Feeling satisfied with your life may be good for your heart. May be good for your heart. Of course it's good for your heart. Frustration, anger, depression, not so good for your heart. Now, this study, I don't know who paid for this. Oh, this is out of the British government. So finally, the U.S. taxpayer is not on the hook for something. Unless somehow the Crown of England is still taxing us. Could be. Who knows? All the bizarre stuff that's gone on here. Participants' level of satisfaction with their job, family, sex life, and with themselves was associated with their risk of coronary heart disease. The higher their satisfaction, the greater the risk reduction, the researchers had said here. The results are based on surveys of 8,000 British government workers. Now, I don't know about government workers in Britain, but the government workers here in the U.S. probably doing all right. Maybe not happy about their job, but they got their cushy paycheck. They're not suffering at all. And the White House, in fact, has given raises bigger than, I think, the rest of the nation combined. And so they're doing just fine. I don't know if they should feel good about themselves stealing from everybody else so that they can maintain their job ruling over us. But suffice it to say, in Britain anyway, they found seven specific areas of participants' everyday lives: love relationships, leisure activities, standard of living, job, family, sex, and oneself. They were asked to rate the satisfaction in each area on a scale of 1 to 7, from very dissatisfied to very satisfied. So they tracked this for over 6 years. So this is not just something they did, well, let's interview them for a month and we'll see what happens. So 7 years, pretty good time. And the 13% risk reduction is statistically significant. But, of course, being happy means that we have to be physiologically healthy as well, because depression can ensue from illness. Right? I've talked about in my own life being ill all the time. The doctors claimed they didn't know what was making me sick, why I was sick, why I had my allergies. And I'll be honest, there were times where it was a little bit depressing. You guys don't know why I'm sick. What am I doing? Is there any way out of this mess? And that's kind of a level of despair that can hit at a certain point in your life when you've been chronically ill. I know a lot of people with fibromyalgia, for instance, or even Lyme disease, or even some more bizarre disorders like what was the one from the X-Files there? We talk about Morgellons disease. And these things are such they're treated just not well by the medical establishment. For many years, they've kind of just brush you off as if it's all in your head. And, of course, that's a self-fulfilling prophecy, if you will, by the docs just saying, hey, it's a psychiatric disorder. And then eventually, yes, you have a difficulty from your emotional perspective in coping and dealing, because if you're like me and you grew up knowing that the only experts are the doctors and the doctors are the only experts and they're trained allopathically, they're approved by government, they have licenses, and they're the only ones that know anything. And when they don't know why you're sick, that can be a pretty depressing thing happening in your life. Now, I come back to some early on interviews we did, Dr. Frank King and I especially, on the Healing Revolution Fridays, where we talked about remedies for depression. And I think that was that one I was joking about the other day when I was talking, what was it? I was so tired that kind of coming back, I jet lagged a little bit, overnight flight. And I just literally went into some dry homeopathy and went in, here are the things to take. I was like, it's all I could do to get through it. And my wife said, that was the most boring show I have ever heard. But yeah, but if you wanted to know the remedies for a depression, you weren't bored, were you? Well, here we go. Three remedies I'm going to repeat for my new listeners here. Right, get ready to write them down. When you are depressed, homeopathically speaking, it's not the only remedy because I've gone through a lot of them before. Go back and listen to some of my, they're now downloadable with Dr. King, Healy Revolution Fridays early on. Dr. Carolyn Dean, a number of other times we've covered this. But, okay, depression. The main remedy I like is sepia. S as in Sam, E-P-I-A. Sepia is the inky juice of the cuttlefish. So if you've got depression, try taking some homeopathic sepia. See how you feel. Does it lift your spirits? It's not a drug in the same context of these Prozacs and Zolofts and other things like that. But what if you're just dealing with frustration? Which is another part of this, the relationship of these emotions as they swing from one end to the next. You're in the middle phase, you're in frustration. Frustration, I'm frustrated! And I want some argentum nitricum. I want some homeopathic silver nitrate. So argentum nitricum. And beyond that, if I get into the point of anger, right? Who isn't angry from time to time? I mean, I look at these last three stories are actually pretty good I just covered. Make me a little bit happier. The main media, the consciousness is shifting. The evidence is there. And so I might not need this right now, but for anger, the really intense anger is stramonium. S is in Sam again. T-R-A-M-O-I-N. I'm sorry, O-N-I-U-M. Sorry, I screwed that up. Stramonium. S-T-R-A-M-O-N-I-U-M. It's not easy to do Latin and a radio show at the same time. Come on, you try it. So we got stramonium for anger. We got argentum nitricum for frustration. And we've got sepia for depression. And there you got three emotional remedies to help you out, to get you through to back to happiness so that you are less likely to have a heart attack of any kind. And that's good medicine. And that's a good way to end this hour on such a happy note. Yes, three stories in a row. It's never happened. Did somebody check hell? Did it freeze over? Well, we got lots more healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Let's take a little breather. Deep breath. Say thanks to my sponsors. And remind you that the power to heal is yours. Coming right back after the break with a shocking story about AIDS in India and how it may affect us here at home in the United States or anywhere else around the world. Liam Sheff returns to the Robert Scott Bell Show next hour.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness. And the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to
replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole, and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
After three positive news pieces last hour in the old, tired, toxic media, well, they actually got it right for a change. A news story caught my eye that it tweaked me in another way, where I had to take some stramonium on the break. And if you listen, you know, I got angry. And of course, this is more typical of the mainstream media. This is coming out of that Reuters news service, CNN here on Yahoo News. Millions will die if India stops AIDS drugs. According to who? Well, almost according to the United Nations. This is pure pharmaceutical propaganda parading as news. Story runs out of New Delhi. Millions of people dependent on life-saving generic drugs to treat HIV/AIDS will die if India stops producing cheap drugs for the disease due to its trade deal with the European Union. This according to the head of UNAIDS that warned on Tuesday. Never mind that HIV is not the cause of AIDS. And if you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, go back and listen to some of my recordings, archive programs with Liam Sheff, who will join me momentarily. And you'll understand why we say what we say. If you have not yet seen the movie House of Numbers, this documentary film, please go to houseofnumbers.com and do so. Download it, buy it, whatever you got to do. Rent it, streams on Netflix, and you will never again hopefully be duped by the pharmaceutical industrial complex with such dangerous dogma, propaganda, unfounded in science. The EU and India are currently negotiating a free trade agreement, which campaigners say will restrict India's ability to produce antiretroviral drugs, preventing the world's poor from accessing cheap drugs for their treatment. ARVs. Antiretroviral drugs. These are chemotherapeutic agents. These are DNA terminating drugs. These are death in a pill. You want to talk about dying of immune deficiencies? This will induce death by iatrogenic immune deficiency. A statement like millions will die if India stops AIDS drugs, it is so far from being factual. It is just outright fraud, and it's genocide. Let me just call it what it is. Now, HIV, AIDS, again, this is the paradigm they try to kind of pull the wool out over your eyes when they say HIV/AIDS, like it's the same thing. It's not. In fact, that's the first question that is addressed in the documentary film House of Numbers. Do you know the difference between HIV and AIDS? Well, first and foremost, AIDS is not a disease. It's a syndrome, immune deficiency. It's evidence of poverty. It's evidence of immune deficiency, certainly, but why? Toxicological diseases, drug-induced pharmaceutical and maybe illicit street drugs that deplete immune function. Lack of proper hygiene. You don't have good sanitation. Yeah, you don't have clean water. What are you going to die of? Any number of diseases that are under the umbrella of AIDS, but unless they call it AIDS, they don't get the big bucks. They don't get the subsidies. They don't get taxpayer money from America and Americans unless they can call it AIDS. This is a scam of extraordinary proportions. It's evil is the word that comes to mind. So in order to calm me down, I've asked for my dear friend to come off the injured reserve list, and I am not kidding, and he did. True champion, health freedom, a good friend of mine, Liam Sheff, returns for a little while here on the Robert Scott Bell Show to cover this story and more. Liam, thank you so much for coming out to be back on the Robert Scott Bell Show with me.
Robert, it's evil is the word that should come to mind when introducing me. You are correct, sir.
No, I was talking about the other guys, not you, Liam. Listen, I really appreciate it. I know you've been going through some injury or head trauma. We don't have to go into the details, but suffice it to say that you are a real champion coming on board to talk about this, because this really got me hot under the collar when I saw this story. And I had covered some really calming, soothing stories last hour. So I'm sorry I had to bring you into this.
Oh, this is what I do. I want the audience to forgive me. I actually am. I actually have a concussion. I whammed myself against a board. And so I'm not my usual fluffy-tailed self, but let's dive in.
Yeah, well, the story, of course, as we launch this hour, millions will die if India stops AIDS drugs. This is according to the United Nations, and they have always been an independent bastion, not affiliated with any pharmaceutical industrial complex on any planet.
You know, this is so well covered in the movie House of Numbers. Peter Pio is made to spar with James Chin, who gives the movie its title. The numbers for Africa, for India, the numbers of HIV/AIDS victims are all based on epidemiological modeling. They take a few samples, literally a couple thousand samples, leftover blood samples from pregnant women, and they extrapolate those false results onto literally millions. So 4,000 or so false test results can suddenly become 4,000 false test results can become 5 million infections. Now, to put this in perspective, in 2007, India reduced, imagine doing this with any other disease, India reduced its HIV/AIDS estimates by 50% overnight.
Yeah, I remember when that happened. That should have been front page news. It actually made the main newspapers around the world, but it didn't change anything.
Because we don't know anything about India, just the same way we in the West don't know anything about Africa. So the multinational pharmaceutical mafias, I have to watch what I say, as I'm a little loopy, and I don't, you hit the dump button in case I call them what they probably should be called. But these pharmaceutical mafias go around the world looking at poor nations, looking at populations that frankly they need to monitor and control. And I'm sorry if that sounds too paranoic, but you tell me what giving millions and millions, tens of millions of people in the poorest parts of the poorest countries in the world, death sentences that whose only solution in the eyes of the West is what? Curtailing their childbirth. That's the result. Curtail their childbirth. Put condoms on the men, circumcise them, put drugs inside of the women, drug their children. It's a barbaric population agenda. I don't know any other way to say it.
And Liam, when we add into the mix the whole Bill Gates Foundation, vaccinate every child on planet Earth, therefore we can reduce the world's population, you now see a bigger agenda afoot, so to speak. AIDS is one wing of it, albeit a significant one that has its own so-called life, artificial though it may be, that still is, you know, they're still pushing it for everything it's worth. Case in point, you know, I was so upset when I saw this Reuters article, millions will die if India stops a drug. That's what they're hoping for, quite honestly, because these people do not need drugs. They need nutrition. They need clean water. They need sanitation, just like the heavily populated areas of Africa as well. And so this is, for me, a clear attempt at reducing global population. These people do not have the same, like, say, value of human life.
It's fascinating. If you actually look inside of the UN, you'll find something called the UN Population Control Program. it's bald-faced in its type. They're very clearly interested in managing the world's population. They'll tell you who they think is overpopulated, and big surprise, it's always the poor and the brown-skinned. Now, you could make some sort of academic argument that, you know, a very poor family having five kids is trouble. But then if you look at the agricultural lifestyle, you understand that it's necessary to have more children to farm. Then if you get into India, you find an amazing variety of worlds that we don't have any idea exist. And India is, if you want to get into the politics, read Vananda Shiva, read Arundhati Roy, even though some on the right won't like her. She'll tell you who the poor people are. And she'll tell you that modern India is now actively waging a war, and they have been for 20 years, against the Dalits and the, I think it's Adisavis, I can't remember the name exactly, but the very poor tribal people of India. So much so that a river has been cut off, a river, the central Indian river called the Narmada has been cut off. People have been, people's villages, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of villages have been drowned in this damming project. Now this dam goes to feed who? The wealthiest cities, and it builds water parks and this sort of thing so that millions of people in central India are no longer able to live the tribal lifestyle. So what you have going on in India are wars against the poor, wars of modernity, or an idea of the modern state against the tribal people. This idea that we need to drug them because they have sex is just smoke and mirrors.
Well, at a high level UN meeting last month, according to this article, these nations agreed on a set of ambitious, as they call it, targets to rid the world of the disease, which is not a disease, as we've covered over the years, you and I, your writings as well, and of course in House of Numbers. We're talking about a syndrome composing any number of diseases with or without the presence or absence of the so-called retrovirus, HIV, never caught in the act of doing anything. And, of course, the testing, which we've covered as well. People, please, and I see it, I'm imploring you, go back and listen to some of the archives where I've interviewed Liam Shep, and you will hear things you will not hear anywhere else in the old media, talking about this, putting reality on the spin, getting rid of the spin altogether, so that we would reject outright this concept of somehow drugging people with toxic medicines that could kill healthy people, and that's a means by which we can help them.
The tests are absolutely fraudulent. AIDS is poverty. AIDS is, we can say AIDS is real enough. AIDS stands for immune deficiency, and there are 1,000 ways to acquire immune deficiency. And maybe after the break, I can tell you a case in point as to just how fraudulent these tests are.
Yeah, that would be great. Yes, we're going to go into that in a bit. But yeah, we got a couple of minutes here before we do that first break here. But when I see this, I see that they're not giving up on this agenda. In fact, sometimes I wonder if they're just doubling down to try and get everybody they can dupe that are still duped. I've covered stories, Liam, about the drug industry looking outside of the West now for test subjects for all kinds of experiments because they call these people, they have actually a term, they call them therapy naive. They have no earthly idea about the danger of drugs. They don't understand informed consent. Even if they're given informed consent, it's not possible. And so these experiments go on, whether it be to so-called hammer an immune deficient population or whether it is genuinely to test a drug that they want to market to the West later. Whoever they kill on the way be damned. I don't know. I mean, this really upsets me.
Well, it's grotesque. In 2004, I broke the story of New York City using an orphanage on 172nd, I think, in Washington Heights, using the abandoned children of crack addicts to test. In other words, to recycle these so-called AIDS drugs. And let's let the audience understand that AIDS drugs don't stop AIDS. They stop DNA. They stop RNA. They stop genetic material from producing correctly. They stop blood from forming. They stop proteins, and they stop fats. They sell this to the, you know, so-called liberal or educated public by calling them antiretrovirals. Now, that's a myth. There is no such thing as an antiretroviral. You can only have an antiprotein or an antifat or an anti-DNA or an anti-RNA. You can have an antigenetic material. So you give people drugs that stop their body from producing genetic material, in other words, from producing cells, in other words, from producing blood. What happens when you give people drugs that stop their stomach linings from producing new cells? They die. When you suppress their bone marrow, they die. And that's what happened after 1987 when the drug called AZT was dropped into the market. The death rate from so-called immune deficiency. Well, it was real immune deficiency, but the death rate quadrupled within about 5 years. Quadrupled.
Yeah.
It was descending, and it went up 400%.
Yeah, especially when they began to introduce the AZT, or AZT for those in Britain that are listening. That at that point, basically, death skyrocketed. They claimed from AIDS, but basically these were all drug-induced deaths. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk a little bit more with Liam. He is a trooper. He's hanging in with us despite a concussive force blow. We're going to see what the 2x4 was. No, we won't talk about that. We're going to talk about taking a 2x4 to the global AIDS complex that doesn't want you to know what this really is. We're going to tell you more about that, and especially another story, a new breaking story on the fraudulent nature of the so-called HIV test that Liam knows personally here. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, standing up for health, freedom, and liberty on the Natural News Radio Network. We've got lots more healing to do. Stay with me. Coming right back after this break. 866-939-BELL if you'd like to be part of the program.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
We are back, and I'm talking to my dear friend Liam Sheff, and of course his website's liamsheff.com and reducetheburden.org, correct?
That is the site for what we must do for AIDS patients. We have to reduce the burden we put on people who are sick by taking off the totally artificial HIV test and letting them get better from immune deficiency.
Exactly. So we've got the reducetheburden.org as well, and Liam is an absolutely phenomenal artist. He's got this eye about him, and you'll see a lot of images put up there on both of the sites that I think speak a lot beyond the words themselves, although he's also excellent with words. Now, Liam, you were talking about, and as you have for a long time here, the fraudulent aspect of these HIV tests, that they don't detect the presence or absence of it. It's, you know, there's so many differences between the so-called tests, and even within the same company, you'll get different information about the tests. So where is the gold standard? Does it exist? Of course, it doesn't. We know, but there are living examples. Very horrific, and it's some inspiring, those who have seen through it. But tell me about what's the latest example of the fraudulent nature of the HIV tests.
Well, I was fortunate to make the acquaintance of a psychologist recently, a friend of a friend, a lovely woman with an advanced degree. She happens to be a white woman, and I'm here in, I'll just say I'm here in the deep South. I won't give my exact location. And we had talked a little about medicine, but I hadn't gotten, I told her a little about the AIDS thing, but I hadn't gone too far into it. It turned out that she was in a relationship and she wanted to be responsible. She went for a test. She got the call that her test was reactive, i.e. positive. It was an HIV test. We got in touch and I said, well, listen, you have a lot of reading to do now. Your life is now going to be occupied by reading. Make no sudden moves. Don't start swallowing drugs. Don't go for repeated further testing until you understand what you just took. And I sent her literally hundreds of pages of literature about HIV tests. She read them. She's a bright, bright woman. She absorbed them very quickly. She went back to her doctor and she began to ask questions. Her doctor is, I think, perhaps a well-meaning black woman here, an MD, and she began to ask this doctor questions, and the doctor tried to answer. And the questions went, why are two bands on the Western blot, which is supposed to be a confirmatory test, why are two bands confirmatory, and in some places four bands are confirmatory, and in some places two proteins, and in some places one, and in some places they only use the ELISA test, and why does this ELISA test come up positive for pregnancy and for malaria and for tuberculosis? Why? Well, a funny thing happened. My new friend began to worry, of course, about mortality and dating, and her whole life passed in front of her, and she went through the normal cycle of recriminating and wondering if anybody she had been with had lied to her. And I said, that's the purpose. That's what this is about. This is to get you on guilt and shame because the science isn't there. Funny thing happened. She was asking questions. Her doctor called her and said, oh, we made a mistake. Even though you were positive on two tests, we are going to consider you a false positive.
But just out of the blue?
She called her out of the blue.
Wow.
They had known each other. The doctor had known the woman, and so she did what all HIV clinicians do in reality. The test is an artificial gateway. The reality is it's all risk assessment. The test results don't matter. What matters were that this woman was known to the doctor, and she was known to be, how shall I say, a very clean and ethical person. You know, she's an intelligent person. She's white. She's middle class. Did I say she's well educated? Forgive me if I repeat myself. I did receive a blow to the head.
Right. No. What you're saying is that she basically established her socioeconomic status, to say it in a simple way, and said, well, she doesn't fit the description of who we test when it comes positive, that we actually say it is positive versus, oh, wait, you're a white middle class or upper middle class white lady, therefore the HIV test is a false positive.
It went even further, and I'm talking to my friend, and I've asked her if she's willing to talk publicly, and she is. She needs to consider, because she is a therapist, she needs to consider how to couch it and what information to reveal, but I think that she will end up being a guest on this show if you'll have her. I think you will.
I would absolutely be very intrigued to talk with her about her experience there. There's a lot more that needs to be uncovered here. So at this point, I mean, she's reading. I mean, is she absorbing this? Does she understand what has now just happened?
You know, she's like any good, intelligent person with an academic training is going to be cautious. So she walks forward cautiously and tests every theory. But she has now understood that there's really no such thing as HIV positive that stands on its own. What you have is an artificial, or I should say an intentional judgment of again, socioeconomic. So you look in the black community. Now, if this, and my friend even said this, she said, if I'd been a poor black woman from around here, nobody would have ever questioned the test. Hmm. They had me, and they threw me back. You know, that's the reality with her. They had her, they threw her back because she was...
is a stunning story. I mean, how recent did this happen?
2 days ago, you know, this is now.
This is the now. So the reality is the trap, if you will, the snare or the web is still out there. That's what I call these HIV tests. And I think this is sort of like the collection agency of lost souls who they then can put on pharmaceutical drugs, whether they can afford them or not. Taxpayers will fund those that cannot afford it. And in this way, destroy these people's lives. But many people and many corps become very profitable. These global corps with no no allegiance to any nation or state, that exist basically just to dominate and force people to buy products. I mean, I may be oversimplifying it here, but this is what I see. This is their snare. They don't market like, I guess, if you could call I call a lot of marketing as black magic. I mean, this is the ultimate in black magic. But, you know, let's say in the dietary supplement industry, you got, you know, products. We've talked about many of them together, you and I. We talked vitamin C. We've talked other herbs and selenium. I mean, you can hardly say anything about those products, but let's say you were able to truthfully say it. You're not deceiving people into doing death-inducing substances like this.
No, this is marketing on a grand scale. It's an easy rebranding of poverty for the New York Times crowd. You know, when they travel well. and they go and look at indigenous culture sort of, you know, with an eye towards making it cute or to wringing their hands about how awful some of the Republicans are for not understanding that people need more AIDS drugs. The reality is, what the reality has always been in the world, which is the majority of people are just poor. You know, nothing really will change that quickly. Not Bill Clinton's idea of some global free trade. You know, not George Bush's selling out of every aspect of what even the good Republicans stand for. Nothing will change the fact that most people don't have access to what? Food and water. The thing that we did in the 20th century was to build not just wells, but sewage reclamation systems. And you can look up a book, I think it's through the MIT Press, called Race, Water, and Disease. And you can find that in this last century, in the mid-20th century, I think right after World War II, in the South, an area that was plagued by parasitic and other infections, malaria, it was decided to go forward and build good sewage reclamation systems. And the irony was that racism was so rampant that they had to build two, one for the black community and one for the white community. Well, they both worked. And major disease just went away. You know, the pertussis and the whooping coughs and all of these mm-hmm. parasitic infections just disappeared because they separated, as my grandfather apparently said, what flows downhill from what should come uphill,
yes.
The clean from the dirty.
Right. Well, and now we're learning about so many of the you know, the historical record, which was altered or eliminated purposefully to shine a positive light on the vaccination campaigns that happened in the 20th century. We find out, for instance, with pertussis, the whooping cough, that now the only cases happening are actually happening in vaccinated individuals or those spreading it because they're testing the actual strains that are in the vaccine, and that's what they're finding in people with whooping cough. And also, when they supposedly eradicated these diseases, the only in some cases they had as little as 6, 7, or 8% of the population actually being vaccinated, and yet somehow they claim from that total eradication of disease. I mean, it becomes more absurd the more that things are revealed about what actually happened in the 20th century about the vaccine, let's say, propaganda campaign.
I think JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, I believe last year or thereabouts, they had a significant article cataloging the descent, the decline in major illness in the human population, and it was before. I mean, it was in the realm of the end of the 19th century that illness, all illness, declined 95%. I mean, what the illness that we have that we attribute to viruses and plagues is on the level of 5% of what it was in the human population. Why? Clean water.
Yep. We come back to discussions of toxicology, of that waste. I mean, all life is about the terrain. If you cannot eliminate the waste safely, transform them into substances that no longer are harmful, then, of course, disease is given rise, not because it's evil, like we talk about those that are pushing the AIDS agenda, I mean the AIDS drug agenda, and perpetuating the belief system in a phantom retrovirus. But the fact is that when we alter the terrain, life begets life. Whatever grows there is going to grow there. We call it often pathogenic life forms, and then they point to those life forms as the cause of disease rather than the result of disease. So we have it so backwards in the West, going back from Pasteur and the claim supposedly on his deathbed that he was wrong and Bechamp and Bernard were right. But we're really fundamentally dealing with a paradigm of fear versus a paradigm of empowerment and the clash that is happening here. And in India, you know, if we talk about systems like Ayurveda, they would understand this because it's thousands of years old in their culture, yet many have been duped by a lot of things that have happened, this Western black magic and the desire to be more like the advanced cultures and societies, the first worlders, when in many cases, like when I've gone to West Africa, I've talked to them. I said, please do not do what we have done. Go back into the bush and save the medicine of your ancestors, because we've really screwed this thing up.
Yeah, they're complex arguments. Everybody wants a piece of modernity. I want to say to those, people, maybe like myself when I was a bit younger, who lean toward openness and who feel for the people in the images that you see when they get called AIDS patients, I want to say you can actually care about them. Mm-hmm. You care about them better when you don't, what's the word, condemn them to death based on a really, really, truly lousy antibody test, again, that comes up positive for being human, essentially. Essentially, it's an are you alive test.
Yeah.
There's nothing to HIV testing. These things, when you undilute them, everybody tests reactive on the proteins. The proteins are that nonspecific. But if you want to be concerned, you could get involved with clean water projects. You could get involved with sovereignty movements if you really want to be political, that allow countries to determine what they will grow and sell to get Monsanto out of their business, to stop making African countries grow a little bit of coffee for the West, and to fail to grow millet and root vegetables so that they can eat. I mean, this is the subtext for all of this. You know, this giant socioeconomic war that we wage in the name of free trade, where we think that if we can get poor people to grow stuff for us, it somehow works out well for them. Then we don't grow anything. We end up being slave nations to our own debt.
This is what we're seeing right now. This is also why Mike Adams and I just produced this food security event for these very reasons. We're looking to head to a famine because the economic frailty, if you will, is such that we will not have the money to buy from those nations anymore, because they'll look at our paper much like they look at the Zimbabwe $1 trillion note pretty soon. And so we have to prepare for those times and come back to the production of food locally and, you know, tell the FDA to FDA off.
I like that. Let me tell the critics and the skeptics in the audience. Here's an article from... it's a pro-AIDS magazine for The Body. It's on thebody.com. It's called This Positive Life. And this woman, Bonnie Goldman, is interviewing somebody called Miss Cruz. I can't find her first name.
Demaryius Cruz. I see it here. I've got it linked up, by the way, everybody, at the blog at robertscottbell.com. It'll get you to this article and this interview that Liam's bringing up right now at reducetheburden.org. So don't worry. You just go to the website. You'll get it. But tell us a little bit about this interview.
Yeah, Demaryius Cruz. Here it goes. And here, just read. How long did it take you to see a doctor, says the concerned interviewer to the HIV-positive person. I went at the beginning, says Ms. Cruz, and then after that I didn't go. I take care of myself now, but I kind of block some of the time out, so I cannot pinpoint if I used to go all the time. Then I moved to New York. When I was there, I saw a doctor for a little bit, but that was it. When did you start treatment? Actually, I'm not on treatment. You never took treatment? Asked the interviewer, incredulous. No. Wow. For me personally, says Ms. Cruz, it's important to be public about living with HIV because it's part of my healing. That's what helps me to keep going, knowing that someone hopefully is listening and won't get infected. But I don't take medications. I was diagnosed with AIDS 2 years ago because my T cells went down. They came back up. I never took a medication. I never had a symptom. I do holistic things. What are we talking about here?
Well, exactly. That's the big question. I mean, as we see more and more people living, supposedly, with an HIV positive, we can't call it a diagnosis, but the bogus test that it is, and those that have seen through it or somehow came to that conclusion, whether they had been on the meds for a while or like this woman just said, hey, I don't have any problem. I mean, I don't feel ill. Why should I do anything? I'm going to go holistic. We realize that this is a scam from start to finish. That immune deficiency, as we acknowledge, is a real problem. It's a problem all over the world due to a number of factors, poverty being, you know, primary among them. But we do not need to basically force these drugs that could kill a healthy person on people with or maybe without immune deficiencies. And we see more and more of these cases now coming out. This interview, you said, it came out in 2009. This is stunning to read this now in 2011.
Yeah, this interview in The Body, I'm surprised they published it. They ask her what she does. She says, I take ester C, vitamin C, omega-3 fatty acids, essential fatty acids, selenium, B-complex, prenatal vitamin, seaweed pills. In other words, she's on a health regimen. She's on a food-based health regimen, and she's fine. Now, the reason they don't crucify her is because she says she still believes in the phony test result. So they let her go. You know what I mean? If she came forward and said, the reason I'm healthy, you idiots, is because the tests are phony, they would crucify her.
Right. No, it'd be
they would wish her dead.
Well, it's like the non-believer. Suddenly you're a heretic. In this case, she was still a believer, still part of the cult or the religion. So it's like, we can tolerate this. But you're right. In this case, those that have stood against it have faced a serious attack, as you have over the years. And many of the people we know, some of our friends as well, who have stood up against us. Liam, you know, you have been an absolute champion to come on today with a head injury and raised yourself up admirably. But I fear that I cannot ask of you to continue any more, just so you can get some rest. You need to rest so we can get you back on here again real soon to go further on this issue. But you've definitely helped the discussion along tremendously, and I appreciate so much that you joined me today.
Oh, you're throwing me out. Was I that bad? All right, I'm
you're that
go.
Good, and I want to keep you that good. I know the head injury you're dealing with, so I feel rotten actually asking you to come on, but I just felt it was important. There are people out here that need to hear this message in only the way that you can deliver it.
Well, thank you, and I will rest tomorrow and watch many episodes of awful science fiction, and maybe that will help. So
that should be fun, and I want to hear about your recovery, and of course, we'll talk to you again on the air real soon, and I'll continue with this story on the other side of the break, talk more about the phony immune deficiency and the real one and what to do about it. Liam Sheff, I've got him linked up, liamsheff.com, reducetheburden.org, as well as the number of the articles that we referenced for your, let's say, so you can get up to speed on this. There's a lot more to go, a lot more to do. Liam, thanks again.
You bet.
We got lots more healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this break. Say thanks to our sponsors, and I'll come right back with more positive discussion. Now, Liam's turned me positive again. Thank you, Liam. Coming right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Did you know that your hormones can be rejuvenated without cancer-causing hormone replacement, including bioidentical HRT? This is Dr. Teresa Dale inviting you to take action with my natural homeopathic formulas. Get relief and balance back into your life. My formulas help heal a variety of health conditions, including menopause or low T. You know you have the power to heal your body and mind, and yes, my system and products will help you do that. They have been proven with thousands of people in before and after saliva tests. You can actually get a saliva test sent to you today, or just start using our formulas for optimal wellness. Learn more at wellnesscenter.net or naturalhealingpro.com, and you can always give us a call at 800-219-1261.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
72% of America is obese or overweight. Heart disease, cancer, and diabetes are at all-time highs. America is sick, fat, and confused. Hi, I'm Kevin Brown, author of The Liberation Diet. I'd like to personally invite you to join me for a 4-week intensive course called Liberation Wellness for Life. In this course, you'll learn the truth about how to use real food to lose weight without sacrificing good taste or nutrition. Come on. Summer's just around the corner. You can lose weight with real foods. Think it can't be done? Listen to a few satisfied customers.
I would absolutely recommend Kevin's program to people who are serious about their own success, serious about their own good health, and serious about improving the quality of their life.
Join me for this very special online event. Go to liberationwellness.com and click the online class link. Mention Natural News Radio and receive a $20 discount. That's liberationwellness.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's
Scott,
a brave Scott. And a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
I really want to thank Liam Sheff for stopping by today. That was not easy for him to do, and he was very cogent, cognizant, despite the head injury. And sometimes, you know, people come out when they have a mission and a passion, and sometimes when they shouldn't. And, again, much gratitude to Liam for that. Thank you. Those of you who haven't checked out liamsheff.com and reducetheburden.org, say a special thanks for me if you send a note to Liam for all the work he's doing to help everybody out here. Because, when you know, I started out really hot under the collar this hour when I saw that article promoting a UN agenda to medicate the third world, you know, as they call it that. I mean, I don't even like the term per se, but I understand the context and concepts. That's what, you know, are communicated. And when you look at these millions of people that they say are going to die if they don't get drugs, they're not going to die if they don't get drugs. They're going to die if they don't have proper sanitation and, you know, all of these basic things. But all of these agendas by the global corporations, the multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, that's what's so upsetting to me, that there are human beings, if you can call them that, that might be generous, that look at life and do not appreciate life itself because they look at your life as somehow less worthy than theirs. I don't even know if they go that far. But they look at people in India or Africa as less than human. How else would they do that? The atrocities of Nazi Germany. Remember I interviewed the German physician, Matthias Rath, you know, talking about the lineage of IG Farben, Nazi Germany medicine, and how it just split up into many different smaller versions, and they control basically the European Union. You know, where is the World Health Organization? Are they out of Switzerland somewhere? And, of course, the United Nations in Manhattan. I've often called for the removal of America from them, or them from America. And I would say, send them to Haiti, but I don't want to do that to the Haitian people. They've been through enough already. 30 years after HIV AIDS virus was first discovered. This is in that Reuters article. They're parroting BS, nonsense, unverified nonsense. The virus was not discovered. Experts say that while substantial progress has been made by the global community in stemming it, only a fraction of those living with the illness are on medication. And they won't stop until everybody's on medication. You understand? This is just another excuse to drug the people of planet Earth. There's them and there's us. This is not about Republicans and Democrats. That's the false dichotomy. That's the false Hegelian dialectic that they play so well. But it is the elitist globalist scum who want to eliminate much of the world's population through any means necessary. They do not value the sanctity of life. Case in point, their willingness to drug people with DNA terminating drugs. There's no such thing, as Liam said, as an antiretroviral drug. That is nonsense. That is marketing. And, of course, we hear stories all the time, and I spotlight them over the years I have on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Many people who have tested positive for what? We don't know. It's nonspecific, cross-reactive, but something's positive. And, boy, if you live the lifestyle that they deem at risk, that positive is going to be for sure. They're going to say, well, this is a legitimate positive, until they find the certain socioeconomic status, race, or other factors that they say, well, no, you're not part of our net. So it's okay. The positive we found in you is not really positive. This is how unscientific it is. And in fact, I'm going to give you a heads up here. I haven't got a definitive date yet, but we're going to be revealing some more footage from House of Numbers that is so stunning, that is so shocking, right out of the mouths of the very scientists themselves and their science, that the isolation of HIV is being called into question by the scientific community. I know. It's shocking to a lot of people. Not for my longtime listeners. I know you've been with me on this. But we have a lot of footage that is yet to be revealed coming off of House of Numbers. That's all I'll say right now. But a big, big exposure is coming. And you are part of that. And you are spreading the word. You are restoring health, freedom, and liberty just by the fact that you're able to see through the propaganda. And you're not affected in the same way because you've taken steps to detoxify your body. And by virtue of that detoxification process and protocol and methodology, you are detoxifying your mind. And your very life becomes clearer. Your consciousness becomes open to realities that before were shut down to it purposefully. Because if you can access not only this information, they say information is power, but no, consciousness is power. And of course, if we get beyond the word power, we realize consciousness is love. And I don't mean to get all airy-fairy and stuff like that, but honestly, the vitamin L I talk about here, I'm very serious about that. That's the glue that holds the universe together. That's where the physicists, the quantum physicist guys go when they say, gee, we got nothing else to explain life itself. At the end of the day, it's love. And yet all of this other stuff is very real, and the human emotions I have are very real. I try not to let them control me, but they can be overwhelming sometimes when you see man's injustice and humanity and cruelty to man. And, of course, animals. Most people will say, well, it's okay to be cruel to man, but animals, don't be cruel to animals. Listen, I don't like the cruelty to either. And until we wake up and are, you know, so disgusted by it that we call out and we don't tolerate it anymore. And I'm a tolerant kind of guy, but I don't tolerate that kind of behavior where you have such a lack of respect for human life and dignity, animal life and dignity, that you would treat others not only with a lack of respect, but a disregard that you would discard them from the planet so callously by drugging them for a disease that doesn't exist. Right? Did I say that right? I did. I said a disease that doesn't exist because AIDS is not a disease. It's a syndrome. And immune deficiency is real. The disease, no, doesn't exist. The immune deficiency, real. 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 causes, none of which has ever been verified to be the retrovirus that they end up calling HIV after renaming HTLV 1, 2, and 3 and getting the patent on the test that Robert Gallo did. And from those profits on the test spawning an entirely new industry, as big perhaps as, despite the fact affecting a lot less people, as the cancer industry. Certainly dwarfed by malaria. Certainly dwarfed by tuberculosis. But even tuberculosis is considered not tuberculosis so much anymore, because if you have TB and maybe diarrhea in Africa, they won't even give you an HIV test. It's not necessary. And you will have been considered an AIDS statistic, and you must be put on these antiretroviral drugs for which those, the UN dunderheads, and I'm trying to be nice here, in India are saying we desperately need to have those drugs for tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions, of the world's poor in India who are dying from poverty and all the things that come from that. The lack of sanitation, hygiene, nutrition. I'm not sure how much clearer I can be or should be or could be, but we'll keep going at this. I'm a little calm now. You see that? Yeah, there was a calming influence Liam had on me. I was just outraged launching out in this hour, but if you understand what you witness, and if you have the empathy for human suffering and you see what's gone on and you see how needless it is, let's say in a contemporary context. I mean, some people would argue, well, it's just their karmic debt. It's just their karmic burden. But, you know, people have to participate in these things. You know, it's just like war. As I said, what if they threw a war and no one showed up? I mean, if you believe in free will, isn't it your freedom to say, nope, not participating, not going to do it? And, of course, at that point, the jig, as I say, is up. How can they keep perpetuating the myth when you no longer participate in the myth? And that's the power you have. That's the power I have. That's the power we all have. But it's the one that is shielded from us because it's the one that they know. The moment you realize it and the moment you begin acting on it, nothing they can do or say can change you, can convert you back into a little drug slave. Because now you can see through their lies and you can laugh at them for the charlatans. Sad, though, but the charlatans and the dangerous charlatans that they are. The willingness to discard human life so callously based on an immunological lie. All right, listen, I need to take a break here. Take a deep breath. I'll take a look at the news. I may change subjects on you, but bear with me. If you'd like to be part of this discussion, 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL. Very grateful that you're all here and the audience is growing. Keep spreading the word. This is the home for health, freedom, and liberty in media. Coming right back after this.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscles, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
In the health world through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay, Don, after reviewing some of the stories on the break, I was thinking about doing this today, wasn't sure. We're here now, final segment. This is a segment that it's not throwaway, but boy oh boy, the obvious becomes more obvious every day, the apparent becomes more apparent every day, and the moments of duh become more duh-ier every day. Don, go ahead, let's run it. It's time for our
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy! What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh brought to you by, well, I could say being happier prevents heart attacks, but no, that's not where we're going. It's related to that. Guess what? More science. A new study actually says this. Wait, hold on to your hat. Take a seat. If you're driving, pull over. Healthy lifestyle cuts cardiac death risk. No, you don't say. I'd never heard that before. I'm not kidding. I can't make this up. A new study. It's 2011. Another new study found that sticking to a healthy lifestyle, including not smoking, exercising regularly, having low body weight, and eating a healthy diet is associated with lower risk of sudden cardiac death in women. Yes, I mean, it works for women too. Here I was under the impression that it was only men that were affected positively by having a healthier lifestyle. Now they find that women, okay. Here, this story is talking about sudden cardiac death, SCD, defined as death occurring within 1 hour after symptom onset without evidence of circulatory collapse. So they're specifying even more than just general heart attack, so to speak. And evidently it accounts for more than half of all cardiac deaths, with an incidence of approximately a quarter million to 310,000 cases annually in the United States, according to the author's study. Now, they used data collection as part of the Nurses' Health Study. This was done out of Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard Medical School in Boston. And they wanted to say, healthy lifestyle, risk of this SCD. Turns out, 81,722 women who participated in this study from June of 1984 to June of 2010. I'd say that's a pretty long study, pretty definitive conclusions, although it wouldn't have taken me any time or much effort, certainly not a lot of money to figure out the same conclusion. And they call a low lifestyle risk, defined as not smoking, having a body mass index of less than 25, exercise duration of 30 minutes a day or longer, and consuming a diet closely related to a Mediterranean-style diet, which emphasizes a high intake of vegetables, fruits, nuts, legumes, whole grains, and fish with moderate alcohol intake. Of course, fats, good fats, are part of that Mediterranean diet. During the 26 years of follow-up, there were 321 cases of SCD among women in the study. Not smoking, exercising, and eating a healthy diet were inversely associated with risk of SCD. BMI was associated with risk of SCD, with women having a BMI between 21 and 24.9 at lowest risk. Women at low risk for all four lifestyle factors had a 92% lower risk of SCD when compared with women at low risk for none of the four lifestyle factors. This study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association just yesterday. Astonishing. Women, you now have permission to eat well, stop smoking, have good fats, exercise. I don't know what you would do without this moment of duh right here, right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So what have we learned today, boys and girls? Well, that you must be vigilant, right? All the time people are trying to dupe you out of your health, particularly those in the HIV/AIDS dogma, the cult of immune deficiency. That is a big one. But also you've learned that the FDA and Dick Durbin do not believe in your freedom to heal, nor your freedom to know how to heal. We've learned that massage therapists need to be labeled because they actually work better for low back pain than drugs. So obviously, they're now competition to the pharmaceutical industrial complex and must be eliminated at all costs. Somebody called Dick Durbin. Those darn massage therapists, label them with a black box warning label. You might not want to use drugs. You might not need drugs if you just get a massage. We've also learned about non-drug approaches to ADHD that were listed on the Fox News website. This is a shocking day. Also, to lower your risk of cardiovascular disease, no, beyond the lifestyle for women that we just covered in our moment of duh, get happy. Just don't worry. Be happy. And of course, last but not least, don't forget, please avoid, at all costs, FDA body scans. Did I say FDA? I mean TSA. But it could be FDA scans as well. Whether they be CAT scans, or whether they be superficial scans, or whether they be body cavity searches. The Fourth Amendment should mean something to you, should mean something to them. Nullify them. Nullify now. So anyway, thanks so much to Daryl Rogers from the Alliance for Natural Health, ANH-USA.org, for helping us take action against the FDA and Dick Durbin. Also, thank you to my dear friend Liam Sheff for chiming in despite a head injury today, as well as thanking my producer Don, thanking you for spreading the word. The Robert Scott Bell Show is growing. Natural News is growing. Natural News Radio is growing. Because why? We're doing the same thing we should all be doing. Living according to principle. Living integrity. Letting loose on a message of health, freedom, and liberty like nowhere else, because it is needed so desperately. And you are the reason that it is growing. You are the reason that people are changing, because you are changing. And it's not magic. It's basically applying the principles, living them, and proving to yourself, and then, of course, others, by definition, by virtue of who you are and what you do. So thank you for being here every day. We got lots of rocking and rolling and healing tomorrow on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's the Healing Revolution. We got Jonathan Ebord scheduled. Of course, Dr. Frank King, maybe some other surprise guests will get your way to bring about the healing that you so deserve. Remember, as I always remind you every day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, it's simply this. that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.